The first round of IT savings was announced back in January when former Defense Secretary Robert Gates rolled out his efficiency initiatives. The $1.2 billion in IT savings the Air Force pledged to that effort represented a 25% reduction in the service's planned spending over the next 5 years. Now, Air Force leadership has told its IT folks to find another $1.1 billion. Lieutenant General Michael Bosla is the Vice Commander of Air Force Space Command, the organization that's now responsible for managing and implementing enterprise IT for the Air Force.
Nothing is off the table. And as the nation works toward a financial recovery, we'll likely break a few paradigms. We'll consider outsourcing certain functions when it makes sense fiscally and from a mission standpoint. Unclassified email is a good example. GSA has already made that transition, and the Air Force may follow, though we are in the preliminary phases of the discussion.
Bosla speaking at a recent symposium hosted by the U.S. Strategic Command in Omaha. GSA, the General Services Administration, recently migrated its entire workforce to Google's Gmail service. The Air Force is already in the process of consolidating a network that for years has been made up of individual IT stovepipes operated by individual bases and major commands.
We're adopting enterprise information services for collaborative applications such as email, chat, and SharePoint. For this initiative, we're looking at our sister services to partner with them. We're consolidating our network IT. We've got momentum here. And the Air Force is working toward consolidating its data centers and virtualizing our network control center servers, along with those at area and regional processing centers.
The new enterprise network, AFNET, will move those services like email, chat, and Active Directory up into a secure cloud. The Air Force is hosting those services itself for now. Leaders have previously indicated an intention to eventually move to the DoD cloud services hosted by the Defense Information Systems Agency, DISA, as the Army has done. For the new $1.1 billion in savings, Bosla says the Air Force hopes to wring most of the money out of its existing IT applications. There are way too many, he says, though figuring out which ones to keep and which ones to toss will be a challenge. But he says the Air Force has already started migrating applications off of individual bases and onto enterprise computing centers.
The goal here is to standardize IT computing environments. And a good example of that is a pilot program we have with the Navy to host SharePoint, IBM FileNet, TMT, and eCase Management. That effort is at a certified federal data center. But I have had lots of discussions with industry representatives, and I will continue to do so to look for other opportunities.
According to the newly released Defense Department Data Center Consolidation Plan, both the Air Force and the Army have adopted a DISA-first strategy, meaning they'll consider DISA for hosting applications and data before looking anywhere else. The plan projected a 47% reduction in the number of Air Force data centers by 2015. Bosla says the Air Force is also teaming up with DISA and the other military services to do a better job of managing its software costs, setting up agreements to handle enterprise software licensing across the services with vendors like Microsoft, Adobe, and Oracle. And he says the new role for Air Force Space Command will also bring efficiencies of its own. His organization is now the Air Force's core functional lead integrator for IT systems, and it's responsible for planning and programming for cyberspace capabilities across the entire Air Force.
And for industry, that is a different model than we have had in the past for other capabilities in the IT and the comm and cyber domain. It eliminates the need for each individual MAGCOM to acquire these cyber capabilities specific to their needs, but it does place the responsibility on our shoulders. That changes the relationship between Air Force Space Command and other major commands and brings about some interesting discussions on lanes in the road and culture change.
Bosla says the IT efficiency effort is far from finished, but he thinks it's already yielded benefits besides saving money. It's also more secure. The Air Force has reduced the number of individual linkages between the service and the DoD Global Information Grid from 104 down to just 16. He says that arrangement is a lot easier for the Air Force's Cyber Command to defend.
And the question is, do you want to defend your network from 1,000 threat vectors or from much fewer threat vectors? Because the homogeneous network obviously will have multiple threat vectors, but not to the extent that we have today. And we have come down on the side of the latter. This also gets to resiliency. We will not be able to defend against every threat that our adversaries throw against us. But we think this will provide us a better posture, especially given the resources that are available, especially given the challenges associated with maintaining a competent workforce. But then realizing and recognizing that we are under attack, that they will find some of our vulnerabilities, and we have to figure out how we isolate that threat and how we operate through that threat environment.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.